We will next move to agenda item 5, at which we consider some of the most important work we do this week, the consideration for adoption of draft standards and related text at step 8, including those submitted at step 5 with a recommendation to admit steps 6 and 7, which we call step 5-8. And those submitted at step 5 of the accelerated procedure, I'm not sure we have any of those. I will introduce each item as it comes up, and only if necessary, in order to clarify questions raised from the floor, will I call upon the chairperson of the committee, at which time I would invite him or her, when necessary, to clarify a point, question raised on the floor, or express their views on the way discussions have proceeded in the course of development of the standard that can help the commission understand the development of that standard and to put into context comments or critiques made in this plenary hall. Our job is not to redo the work of these committees. These committees have worked well to produce solid standards. And I will note to you that the Executive Committee reviewed them all according to their critical review criteria, and according to their criteria, recommended them for adoption. Of course, there are some endorsement issues and other issues that we will note. So we begin with part 1 of agenda item 5. These are standards for adoption at step 8 and at 5-8. We begin with the Codex Committee on Residues of Veterinary Drugs in Foods. And the draft MRLs for Narasin in pig tissue and Tilmycosin in chicken and turkey. Again, CC Exec recommended adoption. Are there comments, please? European Union.
Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We would like to express a reservation on the adoption of the MRLs for Narasin. Thank you.
Et nous souhaitons que cette réserve, bien sûr, soit.
And we would like this to be put forward in the report of the session. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union. Your reservation is noted. Are there any other comments from member countries? Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we expressed at the CCRVDF, Norway does not support adoption of draft MRLs for Narasin in pig tissue. In general, we have strong concerns regarding the non-therapeutic use of veterinary drugs in animals. In connection with Narasin, we also have concerns regarding the possible development of antimicrobial resistance, which we think is a very important public health concern. On this background, Madam Chair, please note our reservations to the adoption of Narasin in pig tissue. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. Your reservation will be noted. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدة الرئيسة. يود وفد مصر أيضا أن يعلن.
My delegation would like to express its reservation with regard to Narasin in pig tissue and in Turkey. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Egypt. We will note your reservations. Switzerland, please.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chair. In our statement, the delegate of the FAO highlighted the importance of development of resistance in animals. This is why Switzerland is strictly limited and has been for several years the use of antibiotics to treat diseases in animals. Switzerland for many years has prohibited with success any use of growth hormone, also leading to undesirable residues for consumers. This is why Switzerland expresses its reservation to this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Switzerland, Croatia, please.
Croatia will also like to express our reservation for narazin and tirmicozin. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Croatia, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Brazil would like to support this standard because it has gone through all necessary steps of Codex, and it was recommended by JECFA and the RVDF, so we understand that it should be approved. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. Before we go on to take... I see the flag of Costa Rica.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Costa Rica also is in favor of the approval of this standard. All of the various evaluations have been made, and the MRLs have been evaluated in terms of toxicity, so we're in favor. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Before I take comments from member organizations seeing no other country flags, I would like to ask Egypt, if you could be so kind as to repeat your intervention. There was a little bit of problem with the translation, interpretation. So please repeat your intervention slowly, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Egyptian delegation would like to express its reservation with regard to MRLs for tryptamine and narasin in a turkey and chicken.
For Tilma.
Narasin.
Thank you, Egypt. We still need some clarification. Are you objecting to both narasin in pig and tilmycosin in chicken and turkey? Are you objecting to all? It's still not quite clear.
Excuse me. It's only for chicken and turkey tissues. It's the tilmycosin that we do object to.
Thank you, Egypt, for that clarification. Philippines, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The Philippines would like to express its support The decision of the Committee on the Adoption of the Drop MRL for Narazin and Telmikusin at Step 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Philippines. Morocco, Iran, Mexico, and Tanzania. And then let's try to wrap up this discussion, take the observer organizations, and move on. So we'll start with Morocco, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chair. I saw in the long list of proposed revisions, the very often we propose, or some committees propose, revision of the food category system. And this question takes place in several committees, like additives, contaminants, pesticides, maybe others. I don't know if it's the moment or the place to raise this kind of question, but somewhere, sometime, we have to put together some sort of food category system that might be the same for all these committees. So it might be a procedural question, and our colleague from the Secretariat can help. Thank you.
Thank you, Morocco. We can address this question later. Now is not the time, but we can address this question to the JECFA Secretariat. Next, we will take Mexico. Mexico, please, quickly.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Mexico would like to support the use of these two substances. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Tanzania, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tanzania, indeed, as one of the developing countries, depend very much on the science from JECFA. And we note that these two products had been evaluated by JECFA, discussed in CCRIVDF, and recommended for adoption at Step 8. And as such, we support recommendation at Step 8. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Tanzania. Iran, please.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would like simply to express a reservation for the MRL, for narcissin and thymicoisin for chicken. Thank you.
Thank you, Iran. Last country, Dominican Republic, and then we will take observer organizations and then wrap up this item. Dominican Republic, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd like to also speak in favor of the decision of the committee in favor of these draft MRLs for narazin and telmikusin. JECFA had determined that this would not give rise to any risks for the consumer, so we're in favor. Thank you.
Thank you, Dominican Republic. Now, I will now ask for the comments from NHF, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. As a consumer organization, the National Health Federation joins with the European Union, Norway in particular, Switzerland and Croatia, and Iran in opposing these MRLs and expressing its reservation through the use of these substances. And we ask that our reservations be mentioned in the report, please. Thank you.
Thank you, NHF. IFA, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. IFA very much supports the strong science-based decision-making of Codex Alimentarius and Tanzania, of all the countries who spoke for adoption of these, MRLs probably put it best. These proposed MRLs are based on science, and they do take into account the concerns that were mentioned, in particular antimicrobial resistance. So we are fully satisfied that the MRLs are recommended in accordance with the best of science. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Aifa. I sense of this body is that we adopt these MRLs for narasin in pig tissues, tilt mycosin in chicken and turkey, noting the reservations of those who have asked that they be noted. I see nodding heads. We will conclude this item then with adoption and noting reservations of all countries that have made expressed reservations. All right, let's move to the next item, which is the Ad Hoc Intergovernmental Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance. This important piece of work was completed on time with the able leadership of Korea, Kwang Ho Lee, the chair who finished the work, and my good friend Gun Jo Woo, who began it. So, are there any comments from the floor on this document? United States, please.
Thank you very much, Chair. The United States would like to thank the Republic of Korea for its efforts in chairing the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance that produced the draft guidelines for risk analysis of foodborne antimicrobial resistance. We note that this is yet another example where Codex members overcame differences to reach consensus and to produce a science-based document that supports the concept that risk assessment is central to making determinations on food safety issues and on the selection of risk management options. The United States strongly supports risk assessments as the basis for risk management decisions, and we ask that our statement be included in the report. Thank you.
Thank you, United States. Colombia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colombia's observation has to do with some editorial changes. Paragraph 26, it's stated, there is 77 and 70. It should be 78 and 71. Otherwise, we agree with the guidelines, just those changes in numbers. Thank you.
Thank you, Columbia. Your intervention reminds me that I would like to ask all delegates who have translation issues related to Spanish or French or Arabic or any other Chinese, any other language, can agree among themselves to coordinate these changes that are editorial in virtually all cases. And I might ask Columbia, as you've raised this first point, if you could agree to coordinate all Spanish translation issues among all Spanish speakers. Please coordinate those issues. Do not raise them on the floor. Bring them to the Secretariat. The Secretariat will see that those errors or corrections are made. But we do not have time on the floor to discuss translation errors or word changes. So, Columbia, I hope you can agree to do that. And I hope delegates, you can agree not to raise translation issues on the floor, but to coordinate among yourselves and give those changes to the Secretariat. I will now call on Norway.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As we said earlier today, we think that antimicrobial resistance is a major global public health concern and an important food safety issue. Therefore, we are very pleased to support the adoption of the draft guidelines for risk analysis of foodborne antimicrobial resistance. The guidelines will provide countries useful guidance on how to reduce the risk of developing antimicrobial resistance and how to manage foodborne antimicrobial resistance. We would also like to use these opportunities to thank Korea for hosting the sessions of the task force and the task for the completion of this good work. Thank you.
Thank you, Norway. European Union, please.
Muchas gracias, señora presidenta.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First and foremost, the European Union and its member states would like to both thank and commend Korea for having finalized in a very successful way this difficult task that was entrusted to them, and within the set time frame as well. The EU would like to thank Korea for their excellent organization of the four sessions of the Task Force on Antimicrobial Resistance, and so the EU and its member states approve or support the approval of these draft guidelines for risk analysis of foodborne antimicrobial resistance. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you, European Union. Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. First of all, we would like to thank Korea for coordinating this important work. We would like to highlight that Brazil effectively and actively participated of this task force, and we fully support the comments of the United States in regard to this matter in the reason of the scientific basis that was duly respected during all the process. Thank you.
Thank you, delegates. There seems to be warm consensus on this point. And with congratulations to Korea, we adopt. Oh, Tanzania, I'm sorry. Tanzania?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Tanzania also wish to commend the good work done by Korea. And in particular, we note that Korea was also very generous to support some of the developing countries to participate in this good and timely work. And in that case, Chair, we fully recommend or agree adoption of these texts at step 8. Thank you.
Thank you, Tanzania. I would... As we seem to have agreement here, I would only ask if any country objects or wishes to raise a reservation on adoption. And I see no flag. So we warmly congratulate Korea on completing this difficult work on time. And the Commission adopts the draft guidelines for risk analysis for foodborne antimicrobial resistance. Next, we move to the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. There are three items we need to consider, and within its critical review, the framework of its critical review of standards for adoption, CC-exec, recommended adoption for all of these. We will take them one by one. The first is the proposed draft standard for a desiccated coconut. And I would like to call upon the chair for some explanation of that the explanations that will be useful to the Commission as they hear about this item?
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, Commission, for the opportunity to provide some information regarding this proposed draft. It was considered ready for adoption by the 25th session of the Codex Committee on Processed Fruits and Vegetables. It had endorsements from the various committees to which it submitted review, was submitted for review. The one area that required additional action, the 39th session of the Codex Committee on Food Labeling endorsed the food labeling provisions with the deletion of the term reduced oil desiccated coconut. That's in section 9.11 under name of product. And the Codex Committee on Food Labeling noted that this term could be understood as a nutrient content claim or modification of a standardized name, and therefore could mislead consumers. To provide a solution to this situation and to address this endorsement by the CCFL, I'd like to draw the Commission's attention to CRD 9. It has been prepared by the delegation of Brazil, which led the working group on the revision. The CRD provides alternative text, which successfully removes the reference to reduced oil desiccated coconut while maintaining the intent and meaning of the revised standard. It substitutes the phrase desiccated coconut, quote, from which oil has been partially extracted by appropriate physical means. This is a successful approach to taking into account the endorsement by the Codex Committee on Food Labeling, and we would like to thank the work of the Brazilian delegation to provide this as a means for moving the standard forward. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Chair of Processed Fruits and Vegetables. Can the committee accept this change in the document as recommended by CCFL and amended by Brazil? I see no flags. We will adopt it. Are there any other comments on this document? I see no flags. The proposed draft standard for desiccated coconut is adopted. Let's move now to the proposed draft annex on certain mushrooms. Comments, please. Poland, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Poland, speaking on behalf of the European Union and its member states, would like to present the following comments. The European Union and its member states support the adoption of the proposed draft annex at step 5. However, we wish to introduce a reservation to the use of caramel 4 in canned mushrooms due to safety concerns. The European Union and its member states would also like to introduce the reservation to the provision for monosodium glutamate in canned mushrooms in regular packs, brine, water, as this additive could mask poor quality of the raw materials and mislead consumers. Thank you.
Thank you, Poland. Your reservations are noted. Egypt, please.
Thank you, Mrs. Chairperson. the Egyptian delegation also supports what has been stated by our colleague from Poland, and we also have reservations with regard to the monosodium glutamate, so that the maximum be 10 grams to each kilogram and not GMP as proposed. Thank you, Mrs. Chair.
Thank you, Egypt. We will record your reservation. Norway, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Norway supports adoption of the proposed draft annex on certain mushrooms. However, we would like to make a reservation regarding the use of colors in canned mushrooms other than mushrooms packed in sauce. The reason for this is because we have safety concerns, because colors can be used to mask poor quality of the raw materials, and also due to the lack of technological justification for the use. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Norway. Your reservation will be noted. Egypt, you wish to come back again? Please quickly, Egypt, and then I will take Kenya.
There seems to be a problem at the level of we said 10 milligram and not 1 gram, as has been stated in the English interpretation. Thank you.
Thank you, Egypt. Kenya, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Kenya supports the adoption of the proposed draft with reservation. In the addition of monosodium glutamate. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. I understand that the French interpretation is missing, is not coming through. So a note to the interpreters, French interpretation is not coming through. Let's take Senegal and see if it works.
Can point out, yes, it's true, we were missing interpretation when Arabic was spoken and also when English was spoken. I think it's been reestablished now. I believe now there will be French interpretation. It was just a slip-up. We do apologize for that. Thank you.
Senegal, please.
Yes, I was saying earlier, it was just to point out that indeed we didn't hear what Egypt said, and then also after Egypt, the delegation who spoke, we didn't get their interpretation. Perhaps we can have them repeat.
Egypt, if you could quickly repeat, and then after you was Norway, so Egypt, quickly, and then Norway, quickly.
We propose that the amount of the maximum amount of the monosodium glutamate, 10 grams for each kilogram, and not a GMP. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I repeat slowly, but not everything I said, maybe. Norway support adoption of the proposed draft annex. However, we would like to make a reservation regarding the use of colors. And the reason for this is that we have safety concerns because it can be used to mask poor quality of the raw materials and also due to the lack of technological justification for the use. Thank you.
Thank you. I hope interpretation is now, Switzerland. If you can please briefly comment, then we can sum up.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Switzerland, for its part, is not against, will not oppose this standard. In fact, we will support the adoption thereof, but we do have reservations when it comes to the use of colors, coloring agents. We think that the use of coloring agents can mislead the consumer regarding the natural origin, natural nature of the product in question and regarding its quality. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Switzerland. There appears to be no opposition to adoption of this standard. There are a number of reservations that have been noted. We will record them in the report and conclude that the annex on certain mushrooms is adopted by this commission. Let's move now to we would like to perhaps at this point hear from the Secretariat about consequential changes and revocations that will occur as a result of the steps we have taken thus far. Secretary, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just for clarification, we have an existing standard for canned mushrooms, and the annex on mushrooms will supersede this standard for canned mushrooms. So this should be revoked. It's just a procedural issue. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. Let's turn to canned bamboo shoots. First, Selma, if you would like to make some notes for the commission membership on what was observed from the critical review.
Thank you, Madam Chair. When we considered the critical review, we had a point concerning the methods of analysis and sampling, and the committee recommended the deletion of some methods of analysis because there were no provisions in the standard. So that was paragraph 13 of the report of the Executive Committee. That was to delete the methods of analysis for mineral impurities, for lead and for cadmium, as there were no corresponding methods in the standard, and to delete the method for tin, as there is a pending question on the method between the Committee on Processed Fruit and Vegetables and the Committee on Methods of Analysis and Sampling, whether the method proposed should be the reference method. So that would be at this stage to propose the deletion of these four methods. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. At this point, I would turn to the chair of this committee for a response to what he has just heard from the Secretary and from the Executive Committee. United States, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you for the comments from the Secretariat regarding this proposed draft, and yes, we agree entirely with the observations from the Executive Committee and the clarifications, and we do not see any basis for anything to impede progress. This all looks to be precisely the right steps to take, so thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, United States. Are there any other comments on this draft standard for canned bamboo shoots? I see no flags. The Commission adopts this draft, proposed draft standard at step 5.8. Let's turn now to the Codex Committee on Nutrition and Foods for Dietary Uses. First, considering the draft annex to the guidelines on nutrition labeling, general principles for establishing nutrient reference values of vitamins and minerals for the general population. It is before you at step 8. There have been no written comments submitted on this draft, proposed draft annex. I see no comments. The guidelines are adopted. We move next to the FAO-WHO Coordinating Committee for Latin America and the Caribbean. And we look first at the proposed regional draft standard for culantro coyote at step 5-8. Are there any comments? Columbia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We agree that the regional standard for culantro coyote be adopted, but there are some consequences with the position we had in the regional committee. We want you to have some reservations on two specific items, the external humidity presence and the tolerance for category 2. We think that when it comes to fresh fruit and vegetables, this follow the models adopted by this very committee. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Colombia. We will note your reservation. Costa Rica, please.
Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would like to emphasize that in our region we have reached consensus, but at the same time we have taken note of Colombia's reservation. Thank you.
Thank you, Costa Rica. Panama, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I'd just like to thank Costa Rica for the sterling work they've done on this standard, and we support the adoption thereof. Thank you.
Thank you very much, delegates. I see no flags. We will then adopt this proposed regional draft standard for culantro coyote, with the reservation noted. Now, let's turn our attention to the proposed regional draft annex for Lucuma. Comments, please. Columbia, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Colombia also agrees with the approval of this standard, but we would like to voice some reservation regarding the classification in which we have the number of seeds as a criterion of quality. This, the classification that was focused on in the meeting of our regional committee, we'd like to underscore the fact that some of the terms, for example, collected carefully, were removed from the general standard for fresh fruits and vegetables. But we would like for those words to be removed from that particular standard. Make sure that that terminology is not in there. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Columbia, for your note. I see no other flags, so it appears that we can adopt this standard, draft annex for Lucuma, noting the reservation of Columbia. Thank you very much, delegates. Let's move now to the Coordinating Committee of Asia, and the draft regional standard for edible sago flour. Again, the executive committee recommended according to its criteria for adoption. Are there any comments, please? I see no flags. The draft regional standard for edible sago flour is adopted. Next, we look at the draft regional standard for chili sauce. Again, according to the criteria of the executive committee recommended for adoption. Are there any comments, please? I see no comments. Don't we have some note of... We will adopt the standard, delegates, at step 8 with amendments as made by CCFA and CCFL during the endorsement procedure. Thank you very much. Let's move to the Committee on Food Hygiene. The proposed draft guidelines for the control of Salmonella and Campylobacter species in chicken meat, again, Executive Committee has recommended for adoption. Are there comments, please? I see none. The draft... Oh, I'm sorry. European Union, please.
Merci, Madame.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The European Union and its member states support the adoption of this document, but we would like to make a statement, and I hope it will go on the record. I'll read it to you in English.
The European Union and its member states welcome the finalization of the guideline for the control of Campylobacter and Salmonella in chicken meat and thank all delegation for their openness, which allowed an agreement to be reached on the use of chemical decontaminants. According to this agreement, the competent authority responsible at any step of the food chain, including in the country of consumption, can request that the substance used for decontamination are submitted for their approval. Et nous souhaiterions que ces déclarations soient reprises dans le rapport.
This statement to be included in the record of our meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, European Union, United States of America.
Thank you, Chair. We want to join the EU in supporting the adoption of the document, and would like to thank Sweden and New Zealand for leading the working group that developed the guidelines for the control of Campylobacter and Salmonella in chicken meat, as well as all of the member countries who worked so hard to achieve consensus on this document. The United States supports adoption because the proposed science-based guidelines, together with the web-based tool, offer countries a variety of safe and effective options from which they can choose to produce a safe product. The United States believes that the purpose of this document, that is, to protect consumers, is the stated goal of Codex as well. At a time when foodborne illness caused by Salmonella continues to be a major problem worldwide, this document is needed as it provides clear information that can greatly advance protection to consumers, especially those consumers in developing countries. Thank you.
Thank you. United States, Brazil, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We'd like to say that Brazil agrees with the adoption of this text. We'd like to seek some clarification in regard to paragraph 54 of the document. We'd like to know whether the term running water would be maintained in the final document. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. In this case, I would turn to the for further explanation to the chair of the committee and call on the United States, which hosts this committee. Can the chair please provide some explanation and perhaps an answer?
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. Yes, I think the term will remain as it is currently in the document. We had substantive discussion. This document included definitions for running water, purified water, potable water. I've never known there's so many types of water. Running water is a term that should remain in the document as it is presented right now. Thank you.
Thank you, United States, for a clarification of the discussion as it took place in the committee. Then the proposal would be to retain the text as it is in the text, and we could note the concern of Brazil if you would like that to be done.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's exactly what we would like to know. Thank you very much.
We will note your reservation. No?
Sorry.
Sorry. We will note your concern.
Okay, thank you.
And Argentina, please.
Thank you, Madam Chair. As regards Argentina, we would like for our concern to be stated because we think that this mention of water, well, should include potable water. Thank you.
Thank you, Argentina. My understanding is that it does already, so perhaps your concern has actually been addressed or isn't. Have another look at the text. Kenya, please, and then Costa Rica, and then let's see if we can wrap up discussion of this document because it is soon time to break for lunch. So Kenya, please.
Thank you, Madam. Kenya supports the adoption of the guidelines for the control of Campylobacter and Salmonella in chicken meat. These guidelines are in line with the public health goals and will also enhance trade in chicken. So we support because of the trade. Thank you.
Thank you, Kenya. Costa Rica, please.
Yes, Madam Chair, thank you. Costa Rica also is in favor of this standard. But in Spanish, yes, we do indeed have the mention of potable water. It's there. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Costa Rica. I think then it is clear that there is broad support for this document, and I commend the parties that work to find a solution to an issue that held its progress for a year. I commend that spirit and that way of working. The Commission then adopts the proposed draft guidelines for the control of Salmonella and Campylobacter species in chicken meat at step 5.8. Let's turn now to the proposed draft revision of the recommended International Code of Hygienic Practice for collecting, processing, and marketing of natural mineral waters. We have about 5 minutes before we break for lunch. Let's see if we can complete this item or at least make substantial progress on it. Are there any comments, please? India, please.
Thank you, Madam Chairperson. India welcomes the proposed guidelines for the hygienic practice for collecting, processing, and marketing of natural mineral waters. We do have a few concerns, and that
emanate from certain deviations and deletions in respect of paras 109, 115 and 116. Para 109 proposes revision of the code which deviates from the Codex standard for natural mineral water by deleting the requirement of the absence of pathogenic microorganism given in section 4.4 of the Codex standard 108 of 81 and the requirement of fecal streptococci proposed to be deleted and requirement for enterococci to be introduced. We do not agree to the deletion of requirement of absence of pathogenic microorganisms as NMW should be tested for absence of pathogenic microorganisms, although maybe at lower frequencies in comparison to indicator organisms. With regard to paragraph 115, which relates to microbiological criteria, these are very significant from human health point of view. The Codex Standard 108 gives the end product specification of NMW and like chemical parameters, microbiological specifications, etc. The process hygiene criteria for microbiological monitoring at source and during production only should be part of the code of hygiene practice for NMW. And lastly, we propose that the paragraph 58 needs to be deleted as it contradicts with subsection 3.1 of Codex Standard 108-1981, where treatments like oxygenation and adsorption are mentioned in paragraph 58, which are not permitted in this standard 108. Thank you.
Thank you, India. Those are rather extensive remarks for a standard at step 8. 5-8. Yes, 5-8. And I would like to, before proceeding with other comments, take the time to hear remarks by, a response to those remarks by India from the chair of the committee. The chair could give us a sense of how the discussions have gone in the committee and how these issues have been dealt with, if they have been. May I ask the United States to please explain? Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. This document has been circulating in our committee for a few years. The drafting group led by the delegation of Switzerland held a physical working group. Then at the committee last year in Uganda, we had received a significant amount of comments from the delegation of India, close to 20 pages of substantive comments. We held a separate meeting during the committee to address those specific issues. As a matter of fact, I recall a meeting between the drafting group led by Switzerland and India addressing all of their comments. After that meeting, we had about a half a day's worth of debate on the floor to clear line by line, paragraph by paragraph, this document. At the end of that discussion, there was consensus, and I mean consensus in the way of nobody opposing this document, to come here to you for consideration for adoption. So it's somewhat surprising that these things came up today. And if the chair wishes, and since we were close to lunch, that we can meet with the delegation of India over lunch and reconvene with this topic after lunch, that might give us some time to discuss with them what the sudden arising of this comments.
Thank you very much, Chairperson of Food Hygiene Committee. I recommend that sounds like a good way to go. We are precisely at 1 o'clock. We will now recess the meeting of this commission and reconvene at 3 p.m. Sharply at 3 p.m. Thank you very much. Oh, excuse me, before you leave for lunch, WHO wishes to make a housekeeping announcement.
Thank you, Madam Chair. There was a minor correction for the announcement about the side event during this lunchtime. The side event on the POSCO lab will be held at room 5-6. This is on level 3 instead of level 2. So please be at the room 5-6 at the level 3. It's from 1:30, but the sandwich will be served beforehand. So we look forward to seeing you there. Thank you.